Lord Jesus, I do have eyes, and they work. I have ears, and they function, and I can hear, and my heart does perceive what you're trying to tell me. Hallelujah. I want to take you to the book of Hebrews this morning. God, very pushy this morning, Hebrews, and we're going to go to Chapter 10, and it's instructions for the Holy Ghost to just go a little deeper. Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to start with verse 38. The just shall live by faith. I'm using the Amplified because it was a press to make sure that I go to the Amplified. That is, my righteous servant shall live by his conviction respecting man's relationship to God and divine things and holy fervor born of faith and co-joined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. And you can check it out in Habakkuk. Chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. So when you start out with walking in the realm of the Spirit, and the righteous servant is, he's speaking to each of us, amen? We have to have conviction within and not turn back. Respecting man's relationship to God and the divine things and the holy fervor born of faith, co-joined with it. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. Does that mean that you will never have a backup or a change of heart? No. I think you're going to be tempted like everyone else. But get back on track quickly. Verse 39. But our way is not that of those who draw back to eternal misery, perdition, and are utterly destroyed, but we are of those who believe, who cleave to and trust in and rely on God through Jesus Christ the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul. Verse 1 of chapter 11. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, and the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And it goes on to say, by faith, and trust and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By the way, they pleased God, didn't they? And it gives you a whole list of all these men of faith and women of faith. They chose to believe. They didn't reason out God. They didn't cancel their belief system by the circumstances that they were watching. Because every one of them was tested. Every one of them. But the verse that I want you to also see is verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Earnestly, diligently seek him out. Meaning you don't give up just because you get a test. You don't give up just because you see something or you don't see something. You purpose to go forward by choice. You can look at all of these particular men and women of faith And I'll give you an example in verse 31. Prompted by faith, Rahab, the prostitute, was not destroyed along with those who refused to believe and obey, because she had perceived and received the spies in peace, without enmity, without judgment. You see, I believe that we have a tendency to believe that the saints were all holy from the time they were born to the time they went into the grave. But clearly, prostitution was not a problem for God. It might be a problem for you, but he was looking at her faith that she had perceived and received these spies. Now, does that say, oh, you're approving of prostitution? No. What I am saying is, don't put your brain ahead of your inner man. Don't judge those that are stuck in sin, because they're stuck there just like you and I were. They made mistakes. We make mistakes. We don't judge them because they are silly, stupid, or whatever. That's our opinion. Our opinion of people who do certain things, we don't have an understanding of their background and of their failures and of their abuse. Keep that in mind. Keep it in mind when you find yourself saying, I would never be like that. God willing, you would never be. But for the grace of God, you could be. Because you don't know why some people choose to go forward in the wrong direction. Now, I'm going to give you verse 40. Well, 39 will be helpful. 39. And all these, though they won divine approval by means of their faith, did not receive the fulfillment of what was promised. In other words, they weren't fully satisfied, even though they chose to continue to believe. Verse 40 says, because God had us in mind and had something better and greater in view for us. And that's 2,000 years ago this is written. So that they, these heroes and heroines of faith, should not come to perfection apart from us. That is, before we could join them. Verse 1 of 12. Therefore, then, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, those angels that are in the corner are witnesses. There's a plan of God that when he transforms his people, there's going to be such a heavenly, overwhelming transformation taking place, but not just in the realm of the earth. It's going to happen in the heavens at the same time. These people that are waiting in the wings of heaven for a completion to what they believed for, they will not be left behind. That's what that scripture is saying. But they're waiting for us. In other words, God's going to transform all of his creation at the same time. For some reason, he's wanting it to be done together. And for years, I used to think, oh my God, those that didn't get their promises, because I know many people, I ministered them on their deathbed, and they were expecting certain things to happen and prayed and received it by faith that they would see. And God answered my questions on, you know, many years back. And there was a beautiful lady that came on a Tuesday night, or no, excuse me, Tuesday noon service at Grace Church. And when she came up to me for prayer, my mouth took off. When I say my mouth took off, it began to speak. And I gave her a word of knowledge that there was a queen in her past and that she was born of the Holy Ghost because of her grandmother's prayers. And she looked at me and she says, I want to talk to you alone. Like, you know, she meant business. So a few days later, she came to my office. She sat down across from me and she says, how did you know? And I said, I didn't know. Well, that didn't make any sense to her at all. But you see, her grandmother was a queen of a particular country in Africa. And right now it evades me. And even her name is gone right now. I can see her face. And so she says, you are the only one that would know. I said, I didn't know anything. I can't be held accountable for something I didn't know. But God knows that it was your grandmother's prayers that made you come again to the Lord and be born again. She says, that's why I was kicked out of the country, because my father became a Christian. But my grandmother was a hiding Christian or hidden Christian, could not identify it. But her dad had to move to Texas. And she was living in Texas when she came to Massachusetts with her two sons. Anybody remember her name?
No, I'm trying to think of it too.
Yeah.
My brain's a blank as far as the name. And it's not important.
She was very attractive.
Huh?
She was very attractive.
Very pretty lady.
Kay.
No. No. She was a black lady. She was a black lady from Africa. And I forgot the nation, and it's not important. What it taught me, that revelation taught me that God was waiting for this woman to receive a word to confirm her grandmother's salvation. Okay? Because her grandmother probably was praying in secret. Like Daniel prayed in secret, then he prayed publicly. And I'm trying to say to you, have faith in your convictions. Don't let go of what you have already been doing by God, because it pleases Him. He is blessed by your consistent holding on to the promises that He's given you. For your family, Acts 16:31, me and my house will serve the Lord. Why? Because I'm not letting it go. I will not let it go. I will hold on to that promise. And if I should enter the grave before it's done, that's not going to change any of my thinking or my prayer. Am I making sense to you? So if you've got somebody that you're praying for and you're not seeing the fruits of that prayer, I'm trying to tell you, eternity's involved. It's not the natural time clock. Yeah. So in other words, don't stop your prayer. Don't stop your intercession. Stay focused on what God has showed you to do, and stay focused on what you know is God, and pray it out. Give it out. Push it out. Continue to believe, even if the signs and wonders are not in front of you right now. Those signs and wonders may be fading in and out. You may see, oh boy, everything is going to be great, and all of a sudden it nosedives. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your prayer life. Don't lose your conviction. Now close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit,
you're on the job.
You're on the job.
You're not going to give up.
You're not going to give up.
On my prayer.
On my prayer.
Even if I should be in the ground physically.
Spiritually,
my prayer will get answered.
And God
will perfect what concerns those that are in my heart. According to His timing.
According to
the words that I have spoken.
Salvation will happen.
How it does.
How it does
is God's problem, not mine.
My faith will not waver.
By the grace of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. There's a lot more in that picture. but my heart was on the reality that sometimes we get weary. And we see things that we don't like. And we start shaking in our faith. The answer is, hold on. He's not finished with any of us yet. Or yet.